Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
We've got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald and the Spectator.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Here's the millennial with the mic, Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Grace Curley Show. As you know, at 1:30, we're going to do Ochre Joke. We're going to take your calls in the meantime. But I do want to get a few stories in here that otherwise the show will get away from me and I won't be able to do. And there's this new poll out, right? And Axios had it in one of their stories today. It's an exclusive poll. And anytime I read about a shock poll, like, oh, surprise, I'm usually not that surprised because for most of the time, I don't really put a lot in these polls. I don't really trust them. I always make the joke that when a poll tells me something I like, I'm like, this poll's awesome. And then when a poll tells me something I don't like, I go, when have the polls ever been right before? What are we going to, we're listening to Nate Silver now? Come on, man. But like I said, if they give me an excuse to talk about something that I want to talk about, I'll probably read it. And in this case, this poll did surprise me because it says, according to Harris, it's a Harris poll, that Americans are open to Trump's harshest immigration plan. So remember, Jared, I said that when Trump was running in 2016, the media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, they really seized on this. Yeah, I'm taking back the word. They really seized on this idea of Trump's border policies or his deterrent policies to stop illegal immigration were racist and xenophobic and dictator-esque, and he wants to build a wall. And that was supposed to really scare people. He wants to build a wall. He wants to deport people. And the funny thing now is that all of those same things, they're still saying it in 2024, but now when they're saying it, people are going, okay, that sounds good. Because we've seen what happens when you don't do any of those things, and actually those would be pretty helpful right now. So they haven't changed their strategy on the left, as far as fear-mongering over Trump's big plans. What will happen if Trump takes over? Remember the Boston Globe had that whole fake newspaper cover about what if Trump wins? They love to do this. Oh, if we give Trump power again, if we give him the presidency, he's going to build a border wall. But what they're not realizing is it's not having the same effect because people's minds and opinions on illegal immigration have changed drastically once they actually saw what happened when you had a president who is feckless and who has no will to stop said illegal immigration. That has changed people's minds in and of itself, leaving Trump out of it. They're looking at what Biden does and they don't like it. So now these same companies, these same newspapers are going, Trump's going to do this and that. And people are like, great. Great. You don't have to convince me. I was already going to vote for him. You guys are just adding more layers to the cake of full of reasons why I was going to vote for this guy in the first place. Okay? So this poll in Harris says that half of the poll, including 42% of Democrats, say they'd support mass deportations of undocumented immigrants. 42% of Democrats. Now, what I love is that they add in 56, because they have to give you, they have to try to run cover for Biden, at least in part, in the article. So Axios has to throw in 56% wrongly believe illegal immigration is linked to spiking U.S. crime rates. I would push back on that and say, so is it fair to say 56% of people correctly believe that illegal immigration is linked to avoidable crime?
But 56% of that 42%.
But here's the best part. So I just mentioned the Boston Globe, right, Jared? And Howie told me about this today, that the Boston Globe ran a piece on illegal immigration and how residents here in Mass are not happy about it. But they had to change the headline because the first headline that they wrote must have ruffled some feathers. So what the headline says now is, amid migrant crisis, Massachusetts residents support right to shelter laws. you know, they changed it to make it more PC. But originally, the headline had the word blame in it. Massachusetts residents blame. And it's this stupid thing is always, I don't pay. Believe it or not, I don't pay for the Boston Globe. So I have to use the paywall bypass. Or, you know, I have to see if someone can bypass the paywall for me. But their headline had to be changed. But the funny thing is, if you change a headline, Jared, you know this on the internet, the first headline that you had is going to stay there. And even in Massachusetts, even in deep blue, sapphire blue Massachusetts, people are starting to get fed up with the fact that illegal immigrants are getting better treatment, preferential treatment to people who already live here, to our veterans, to, you know, children, to American children who are being left behind in these school systems because the school systems are overrun with other children who, it's not their fault either, but they can't speak English. And a lot of times they come in, they're not vaccinated. They're not required to be vaccinated like American children are. And there's two systems going on here. There's two sets of rules. So this is the headline. Amid migrant crisis, Massachusetts voters support right to shelter laws with reservations, new poll shows. The original headline, though, talked a little bit about how Massachusetts residents are starting to blame. I got to get the full thing, but I think they were starting to blame Maura Healey. But it's funny how everything has to be worded correctly. 844-500-4242. Let's go to Thomas. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, Greg. Thank you for taking my call. And, yeah, if I were the groundskeeper, I would have turned those sprinklers on at about 3 in the morning at full blast. But anyway, what I would do is I would put up big jumbotrons at all of these college campuses, and I would show what Hamas filmed on October 7th, the unedited version that people in our United States Senate witnessed. I could not watch any of those horrific videos. I don't want to be emotionally scarred. And one thing I would tell a lot of these man bun wearing skinny jean males, not only did Hamas rape women, gouge the eyes out of an elderly Jewish woman, a Holocaust survivor, after she was dead, as well as decapitate people, they also raped men, okay? So maybe they need to see that, and maybe they may have a little bit a change of heart and understand what is going on over there.
You know what, Thomas? Thomas, I would add this in, though, because I don't think I fully realized how, I've heard people talk about that before, and actually Kurt Schlichter did a good job of explaining it. He said, you know, the Jews are always the first ones to be blamed for everything. They're always a scapegoat. They have been throughout history. But what I didn't realize, and again, chalk this up to my naivete, but I didn't realize that the anti-Semitism that exists, especially online and especially within the far left, is, I mean, it's only metastasizing. It's getting worse and worse and worse, and it's very much alive. Like, we think of these things as, oh, you know, only the tiki torch carrying white supremacists who show up to a Ron DeSantis rally are the white are the neo Nazis. But no, this is very much prevalent, especially in online communities. And something I tell you is that I saw Susan Sarandon, who's a prominent far left, I think she's a Bernie babe. I think she was big on Bernie Sanders, and now she's big on this pro-Palestinian movement. She was asked by a woman who had her cell phone out recording her, which I don't really encourage that for anyone's sake. You know, don't be recording people and getting into these back and forths. Record people if they're tearing down posters or doing something like that. But in general, if you see Susan Sarandon walking down the street, I wouldn't encourage just recording her and asking her questions. But this woman decided to do that. And one thing that struck me about it is that Susan Sarandon was basically saying everything. The woman brought up beheadings. She brought up the Jews being slaughtered in Israel. And Susan Sarandon was of the mind that it's fake, that it's propaganda. And that, to me, has been pretty eye-opening. Is I go sometimes on Twitter and I'll see something. I'll see someone I follow. You guys know I love to have guests on, Ben Weingarten, Ari Hoffman, these great guests who can speak a lot about what's happening and are also Jewish, and so it's very personal to them. And I'll go to the responses, and the amount of conspiracy theorists, anti-Semitic conspiracy theorists that are just all over the replies is pretty crazy. And actually, speaking of this is a good time for me to get this in. Paul Krugman had an old tweet, Jared, that's now gone viral. People are revisiting this tweet. Now, keep in mind, Paul Krugman, he's been the wrongest person on most fronts in history, like the wrongest man to ever walk the earth. We know that he has been wrong on inflation. We know that he's wrong on most things to do with the economy, despite the fact that he's an economist. And so it shouldn't be a huge surprise that he's wrong about anti-Semitism. But I didn't realize this. I guess in 2019, he wrote, "There are three things in life that are certain. Death, taxes, unless you're Donald Trump." Yeah, because Donald Trump hasn't paid his fair share of taxes. That's rich right there. I think Donald Trump has paid plenty in taxes, if I had to guess. You can also check that out because they're all public now. And we were told that, oh my God, such a bombshell. Rachel Maddow had his tax returns. Nothing came from it. But Paul Krugman writes, "There are three things in life that are certain: death, taxes, unless you're Donald Trump, and persistence of anti-Semitism. But only one brand of anti-Semitism scares me, and it's not on the left." Any follow-up on that, Paul? Do you still feel that way now that Ilhan Omar and all of these young protesters are chanting October 7th 10,000 times and death to America and we honor the martyrs and we are Hamas? Any follow-up, Paul? Do you stand by your statement? Do you stand by that tweet? Didn't age well. Just to circle back here, as Jen Psaki would say, I found the original. So this is the original headline. "On migrant crisis, mass voters blame federal government." Okay, so they didn't blame R. Healey. They wanted to blame the federal government. And then later, they had to change the headline to make sure that it wasn't so obvious that they were trying to blame the federal government, because we wouldn't want to make Joe Biden look bad. So they had to sugarcoat it just a little bit more. That surprises me in general. Massachusetts voters blame federal government for the migrant crisis. Why? I would think that everybody would be so happy here about it. You all have signs saying, "Hey, it has no home here." You know, for a while I was seeing videos of people taking in migrants. They seem to be very happy about it. And now there's a blame situation going on. People are pointing the finger. Why is that? Could it be that your hearts were bigger, were too big for your own good? Is that what's happening here? 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with your calls. Do not go anywhere. I also have an update for you that I think Jared's really going to like on San Francisco Mayor London Breed. This is a great story. "Face it, the world is a scary place. It seems like the current administration is on a mission to make life more dangerous, while at the same time making it harder for Americans to protect themselves. Luckily, FlipLock is here and can help protect you and your family. The FlipLock security door lock is unpickable, unbreakable, and it's 10 times stronger than a deadbolt. I love this product. I'm so excited they're a sponsor because I think this is a really accessible, reasonable way to protect yourself, to protect your family. And it's so important to do that right now. And I always think if you can get peace of mind, especially at this price, it is so worth it. You don't need thousands of dollars for a security system. If you can do that, great, but not everyone can. This is a very, very simple way that works to protect your family. The FlipLock is a cool device. You want to check it out at FlipLock.com. And it can withstand over 1,500 pounds of pressure. This is really unbelievable. Unfortunately, a lot of people think that protecting their home, protecting themselves, having this last line of defense is out of reach for them or their family. It's not. When you go to FlipLock.com and use code GRACE20, you can save an additional 20% off the price that is already a very reasonable price. So this is a great deal. Here's what I want you to do. Go to FlipLock.com, save 20% with code GRACE20. You know how great these devices are? It's so effective, it's so trusted that the Revere Public Schools installed FlipLocks in their classrooms. So if you want an extra method of protecting yourself and protecting your family, which I don't understand why anyone wouldn't want that, go to FlipLock, FlipLock.com and save 20% with code GRACE20. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
The texters are, it's just 10 out of 10 performance from the texters today. We were talking about the Harvard scandal, Sprinklegate, that the sprinklers at Harvard Yard, where the encampment, the protests are going on.
Sprinklers.
They had the audacity to go off in the middle of this protest. Can you imagine? And the protesters are very upset. This happened at like 3 a.m. They said, code yellow, code yellow. We need Team Yellow to get here. The sprinklers are going off. They all ran out with their buckets and sat on the sprinklers, which I'm sure the groundskeeper at Harvard is thrilled about. Oh, great. A bunch of people sitting on buckets destroying our sprinkler system. Two thumbs up. But we mentioned that Joe's going to hear about this, and he loves to be part of the struggle. You know, he loves to feel like he's in it with people, whether it's the construction workers or whether it's people in the civil rights movement. He always wants to be in on everything. He was there. He's like Forrest Gump. And Jared, you got to read this text from somebody. This is my favorite text of the day. This is going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, this is from 617. Biden grew up in the sprinkler community.
He did.
JD.
He grew up with sprinklers. You know, he knows everything about them. He probably knows more about them than you do, which might surprise you. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack Special. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. Doesn't take up any floor space. There are no filters to replace. So take advantage of the Thunderstorm 3-Pack Special at EdenPureDeals.com and use promo code GRACE3. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at GraceCurlyShow.com, is the hush money trial hurting or helping Trump?
I think it is helping Trump. I don't think there's anything about this trial that surprises people. You know, they have the old Playboy model who's coming out with stories. And I think we've all heard these stories before. There's nothing really new here. So instead, people are seeing this side by side. And Jared, there's another text on there about the difference between Trump in New York with these construction workers versus Biden, or I'm sorry, versus the student protests that are going on. And that's another side-by-side that I didn't even really think about, which really does, I mean, it's a great look for Trump that here he is. Here at 781 says, optics of the entitled protesters with blankets and hand warmers who don't have to repay their student loans versus construction workers on the job greeting Trump at 6:30 a.m. in NYC. Everything about this New York state of mind that Trump is being forced into, thanks to Joe Biden and the DOJ, is coming up big for Donald Trump. It really is. It's working out for him, I think, even more than he thought it would.
Yeah, 81% of the audience now thinks that it's helping him. 19% say it's hurting.
Can we play this cut of one of the construction workers today in NYC? He was being interviewed about why he's supporting Trump. Take a listen.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Yeah, it's turning. I agree. I really do think it's going to be different this time around, God willing. Let's go to Ron. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, Grace. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Couple things. I think the rub about the money that's going to the migrants, it goes a bit deeper than just to the fact that we are taking care of them better than the veterans. The rub is that a lot of us are working multiple jobs where we may be earning $100,000 or more, but we're spending 70 to 90 hours doing it. And this is what our tax dollars is going towards, because the Democrats are sitting in office saying like, oh, well, we're in office and this is what the people want. So I think and they overspend the money, obviously. So what happens is they look at it and say like, oh, well, we're just going to print more money because we don't have enough left because we're spending too much, which drives up the inflation. It's just all a perpetual mess.
Yeah, it is. And I think if you look at the American voters' priorities right now, it does not line up with the deep state, with even the bipartisan movements in D.C. on how they want to spend our money, which is usually overseas, you're right. It does not align with what most people want here. Thank you for the call, Ron. Call in for Woke or Joke next.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It is time for Woke or Joke, which is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. A gift card to Aviva Trattoria is the perfect gift for any occasion. Pick one up at any of their locations. To find the one nearest you, go to AvivaTrattoria.com. All righty, you guys know how this works. Call in. The number is 844-500-4242. Call in, and you can be entered to win a $50 gift card if you get it right. And here's how it works. Taylor's going to read you a headline. You have to decide, is this headline woke, as in it's real, or is it a joke? Did we make it up? Taylor, the Wizard of Woke, are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Pink haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
Had the joke was on me.
Alrighty, and don't forget, you can keep calling in if you didn't get in the first time. People fall off the line, and then you have another opportunity. One more time, the number is 844-500-4242. Let's start today with Peter. You're first up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Peter?
Ready.
All right, Peter, here is your headline. Don't hijack my hijab. Showing support Palestine without appropriating the centuries-old culture.
I'm going to say that's woke.
I'm sorry. That is a joke.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Nice try, Peter. Let's go to Steve. You're up next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Here we go.
All right, Steve. Here is your headline. Don't identify as a mother or a father. Happy Transparent Day to you.
That's a joke.
It is a joke.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
All righty, let's go to Mark. People are doing pretty well so far. Let's go to Mark. You're next up on Woke or Joke, brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. Are you ready to go, Mark?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay,
Mark, here is your headline. How the watermelon became a symbol of Palestinian solidarity.
That's going to be a joke.
Not a joke. That's true.
Sorry, Mark.
Not a joke.
I've noticed this. So at some of the protests, I've seen it on Instagram, because if there's ever a celebrity or something who the pro-Palestinian movement thinks is a Zionist or pro-Israel, they'll leave the watermelon emoji underneath the pictures. And then I saw at one of the protests, they had watermelon balloons. And I didn't understand why.
So there's a history here going back to 1967 during the Six-Day War. Israel, after that, had banned the Palestinian flag from being displayed. So pro-Palestinian supporters, instead of displaying the Palestinian flag, would display a watermelon or artwork of a watermelon, something, because it has the green, it has the red, it has the white, and it has the black, all the colors of the Palestinian flag.
Got it. Okay, so that makes sense now. Joe, you're up next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Joe?
Yes, please.
All right, Joe, here's your headline. Legacy fast food drive-through or offers free small fry to residents in marginalized car makes.
Joke.
It is a joke.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I'd be getting small fries all the time if I went through drive-thrus.
What does that even mean?
If you drive a crappy car.
Oh, marginalized car.
Yeah.
Mix. I don't consider your car crappy.
It's a terrible bleep box. It is a commuter car with over 200,000 miles on it. It has a fake front bumper, a cracked windshield. It is it's not a luxurious item at all.
You know how sometimes chain restaurants or coffee places will give, like they'll have Teacher's Day or Nurse Day and they'll give out free coffee if you're in a certain group. I always thought it would be nice if...
Free car day?
No, I thought it'd be nice if new moms who are like so sleep deprived and usually have to put the baby in the car, it's their, you know, hour to get out of the house and drive around, if you go to free cup of coffee. I thought that'd be a nice...
That is a good idea. How do you prove that, though?
You just roll the window down and go, this is the newborn, this is my baby.
Oh, you're saying to have the baby with you. I thought you were saying get out of the house by yourself. Just...
I guess it would be the honor system, but I just always found when I had Emily that one of the things that really got us out of the house was I'd put her in the car seat. She liked the car. We'd go to a coffee spot. I'd get a coffee. I couldn't get out of the car because, you know, the whole thing, but I'd get the coffee and I'd keep driving. We just drive around. And I thought, wouldn't that be nice if that was my freebie for once?
Do you have the conundrum sometimes when you just, babies can be stressful.
Yes.
So you want to get out of the house, just go by yourself, but you don't want to leave the baby alone with Will or whomever because you'd worry about the baby too much.
I have found that I'm trying, like you, Taylor, I'm trying to start getting, you know, doing some exercise.
Yeah.
And I find that when I come home and I want to go for a run, and I don't want to go for a run, but I feel like it'd be good for me to go for a run, I do get that little bit of, you just got home, and now you're going to go for a run? You know what I mean? Like, you get that little bit of guilt where it's like, should I be doing this? Should I just stay home? But it's good for me
a
to get a little.
You is a healthy everyone.
That's what they say. Tony, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Tony?
I'm ready.
Okay, all right, here Tony, here's your headline. Women are getting salmon sperm vagina injections to crank up their sex drive.
Joke.
No, it's true. I'm sorry. Come on, Tony. That was absolutely woke.
If that was true, if
not
that
a joke.
Was
not a joke.
If that was a joke and one of you crafted that, I would
be
scared.
I'd be reported to HR.
Yeah.
If we had an HR.
You know what's weird? We had one like this before.
An HR?
Sexy fishes.
There it is.
No, Emma, don't you remember?
The soundbite was made for that moment.
Emma, we had a headline that was similarly
snail saliva or snail.
There
slime,
was
right?
There was a salmon sperm, and it was something for your face.
Okay. I knew there was something
like anti-aging.
Okay, yeah, because
so this is becoming a bit of a fad.
Yes, and now they're getting injections into their hoo-has. And
sex action.
It ups their sex drive. They are more naturally lubricated, so they say. And
God, Taylor, this is a family show.
Listen.
It's lunchtime.
You can stop me at any time. You're not stopping me.
Is it you can't just eat salmon? Like, that's not good enough?
No.
Yeah, you know what we can?
The salmon sperm is injected into key areas.
Stop.
I'll keep it to key areas to improve hydration. These are all scientific words, okay? To improve hydration, stimulating the regeneration of collagen and elastin cells to give you a more youthful...
okay.
And intimate... polynucleotide therapy for the treatment of symptoms related to atrophy.
It's a whole new world. That's all I'll
helps
say.
To treat dryness, itchiness, vulvar pain, and loss of elasticity.
Cheryl, you're up.
But only when you're swimming upstream.
Cheryl, please save us. You're up next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Cheryl? No, she's not. Cheryl, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, here she is. Okay, hold on, Cheryl. Here's your headline.
All right, Cheryl, here's your headline. Move over, Pride Month. Jihadi June is the newest Gen Z awareness campaign.
Woke.
I'm sorry, it's a joke.
Sorry, Cheryl.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
The good thing is you can always try again next week. All right, Ed, you're up next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Ed?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Ed, here is your headline. Pacific tribal leaders give whales and dolphins legal personhood.
Woke.
It is woke.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
I was practicing saying this, the name of the compact that the tribal leaders...
The whales are going to die.
New Zealand, the Cook Islands, Tonga, and French Polynesia, they've signed this compact called He Wakaputanga Moana.
Very good.
Thank you. It's an attempt to strengthen protections for these cetaceans because they believe that the whales are human ancestors. So they want to give the whales certain protections.
Because they used to have feet. They used to have tiny little feet.
I don't believe that.
And if you see, you should believe it because you're from whale country.
I'm from a whale country.
Yes. Aren't you from the place where they're known for...
Whales didn't have feet, Grace.
Taylor J.
Why
Cormier.
Would whales need feet?
Taylor, did you ever go to a whale museum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to several whale museums.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. I went to one.
Yeah.
And I think it was in Nantucket.
Yeah.
And they had this giant skeleton of a whale. Mm-hmm. It took up like the whole ceiling.
And they attached little feet to it.
And there was tiny little feet in the middle of it. And it showed...
Oh, no. Those are vestigial bones. They're not feet.
Well, you say vestigial bones. I say feet. And here we are.
Humans also have vestigial bones.
Bones.
Have you ever seen... So this is interesting. There is... I've heard somewhere online... But they showed how just the orientation of a skeleton can change your belief on what the animal actually is. So they took like a bird skeleton and they reshaped it just the way it stands, the stance. And people believed it was a dinosaur because of the stance and similarity. There are a lot of similar bone structures out there, but if you put them in different stances, you could mistake it for a certain animal.
I'm just saying that I think at one point the whales were
Why would the whales need feet?
They were trotting around.
Play whale soccer.
They were... You would be surprised, these whales. These little minxes. Mm. Now, what about the dolphins? How do they play into this? How do they glom on?
They have the same
feet.
Same porpoise.
Very good. Thank you. I'm mad I didn't think of it. Making porpoise jokes is my favorite. Yeah, the dolphins, they're always... They're always trying to ride the whales' coattails. Have you noticed that?
Well, they're smarter than the whales, aren't they?
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, this is the crazy thing about whales is that, and I know I've gone on this rant before.
Uh-huh.
Out of all the animals, people just think, oh, especially people from where you're from, people think, oh, whales, great, blubber, you know.
Whale country.
Industry, oh, whales. But they don't realize whales are scary. Remember a couple years ago that guy said he got swallowed by a whale?
Oh, yeah, that fake story.
And we all, maybe not all of us, but I, for one, was like, OMG, the guy got eaten by a whale. And the media did kind of believe it for a while.
Sure they did.
And then a couple people came out and said he wouldn't have survived that. Did we ever get to the bottom of that?
I'm not sure. Well, there's a Bible story about a guy getting swallowed by the whale and surviving. It's not entirely impossible.
No, I guess not. But I just feel like there needed to be more digging into that story.
I have one more headline here. It is a joke. I'm giving it away.
Okay.
But the headline is too good not to share.
Please do.
Hispanic student group hosts joint food truck fundraiser, Intifada Tostadas.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Emma came up with that one. That's very good.
Taylor Cormier, the Wizard of Woke, thank you. Happy to have you back again. For everybody else, we will be back after the break. We're going to talk London Breed. We have a Harvey Weinstein update for everyone. It's been a long time since we've talked about Harvey Weinstein, and he is in the news today. All that and more when we come back.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
This is from the National History Museum, okay? So this is a trusted source. I'm sorry, the Natural History Museum.
Consider the source.
Yeah, if you're going to consider the source, consider the source. When whales walked on four legs, early ancestors of the ocean's biggest animals once walked on land. Follow their extraordinary journey from shore to sea. Although whales are expert swimmers and perfectly adapted to life underwater, these marine mammals once walked on four legs. Their land-dwelling ancestors lived about 50 million years ago. And included in this story is a terrifying photo of a giant whale dog dinosaur-looking thing with four legs.
It's a real photo from the time, right?
Four legs and 4 feet.
How is this? I mean, are they like whale-sized just with feet, or are they smaller and whale-shaped? Because whales are enormous. I think you'd need more than four legs to be able to actually move them.
You know, Jared, I just printed this out, so I have not had time to do the research. But this is really just my way of saying I was right and Taylor was wrong, which, you know, if that's ever going to present itself as an opportunity, I'm going to take it. All right, 844-500-4242. When we come back,
yeah,
we've got a lot of stuff to cover before our 2:30 interview with a Hollywood star. You guys are not expecting this. We haven't really promoted it. We haven't really given too many teases. But I think you are going to enjoy the non-political interview at 2:30. It's a little break from the action. Until then, though, I would love to play some of these cuts from the student body. We've got Emerson, Harvard, Princeton, CUNY. Let's start with Emerson. This is a chant they've got going at Emerson here in Boston. Cut three. Now, at some of these schools, the encampments, like at Emerson last night, 108 people, it was really more this morning, 108 people were arrested, four cops were injured. At Harvard, the protesters are dealing with the sprinkler situation. At Columbia, they're eating $15 sandwiches set up on a table. But this has caught on like wildfire across the country. All of these students are protesting. And Kurt Schlichter raises the question, is this going to be enough to finally convince Jewish Democrats in this country to abandon Joe Biden, to abandon this party that is so, and that's one of our callers made this point, so proud in their anti-Semitism. There's no subtlety here. They're done hiding it. When Ilhan Omar first showed up in Congress, it was this whole idea of, oh, you know, you're just misunderstanding what she's trying to say when she says it's all about the Benjamins or Israel has the world hypnotized. She just has a different experience in the meaning of words. You know, it's complicated. It requires context and understanding. Now you've got kids going, we are Hamas. We honor the martyrs. And the Democrats are like, yeah, we got to make sure we get their votes. They're not trying to hide this anymore. And Kurt Schlichter wants to know, will Jewish voters stop voting for the Democrats who want to kill them? You'd think that would be an easy choice. But he says, in the last paragraph, he says, a lot of Jewish Americans are very invested in being liberal. That's who they are. That's not just a political affiliation, but an identity. Imagine you spent 65 years of your life voting for Democrats and suddenly this happens. Are you ready to make a 180 degree turn? That's hard. That's hard for anybody. It's human nature. So my guess is we're going to see some Jewish voters swinging to the Republicans, but not most, at least not in 2024. It's hard to turn on a dime, but we are going to see some movement. It's a start. I would actually disagree with Kurt Schlichter. I think we're going to see more than just some Jewish Democrats turn on a dime here, because this is outrageous what we're seeing. When we come back, London Breed takes a trip to China and Harvey Weinstein's felony sex crime conviction is overturned in New York. Don't go anywhere.